Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I'm super excited today to jump right into this topic, which has been on my mind for some time. And I'm like, why not just bring it on and have a conversation about it? And that's all about being an active participant in the co-creation of your life. So this topic, it takes me all the way back, honestly, to like the beginning parts of my life, the earliest times that I can remember as a young adult trying to create the life of my dreams. And maybe you can relate to this. And also, if you are new to the energy of co-creation, just know that what I mean by co-creation is when you are having this deeper realization in like consciousness, basically, that makes you realize on some level that you are creating your reality. So it's this energy of wanting to set the intentions, wanting to really lean into life in a way where you truly feel like you are participating, you're an active participant, and you are showing up in a way that means something to you. So of course, anytime I start an episode, I always start to Google like the etymology of the word. And I don't know why I do this. I think it's just to gain a deeper perspective of the wording in and of itself, because in spirituality, we hear of the word co-creation all the time. And sometimes we're not really using it. You know, we just kind of know what it means. So we don't really think anything more about it. But I was looking at the word co-creation, and it initially was really being used in business. And it was referring to, I'm literally reading this off of Wikipedia right now, but it would refer to the product or service design process in which input from consumers play a central role from beginning to end. So when consumers are playing an active role from beginning to end in the like production or the service design process of a service, a business, it kind of reminds me of like the Apple iPhone, where when they send you updates, you know, or they ask you questions like, how do you feel this is working for you, or something like that. I'm trying to think, there's like a specific service provider that does this, where they're just like, they literally ask you questions like, is this helping you or not? And so anything like that, it's like the original kind of etymology of the word co-creation really is like a business term and like co-creating with the customer. But I still like that energy, and I like the idea of the central role being that the consumer is playing an active role within the creation of the product, service, or business from beginning to end. It's kind of like us in the universe, that we are like playing this active role from beginning to end within the creation, the co-creation of our lives. So I was doing more research, of course, with my one line in human design, constantly investigating and researching stuff before I talk about it. And the next part of this that I was really kind of leaning into and loving was on medium.com, where this person was talking about co-creation as an acknowledgement that their thoughts, intentions, and actions play an instrumental role in shaping the world around them. So isn't that like the core of it really in spirituality, is this deeper understanding and this acknowledgement that your thoughts, your intentions, and your actions are playing an instrumental role in shaping the world around you. So it's a reminder that you're not a passive observer. It's part of your existence in this reality to be an active participant in your life, right? Of your life. So before I realized this, okay, and so this is going to take me back now, like to the beginning of my journey, and I'm sure you can relate on some level. But man, when especially in my early adulthood, I was a deeply miserable person. I mean, don't get me wrong, I had fun and I created the best possible life for myself. Okay, coming from where I came from, I created the best possible life that I could for myself, working my ass off. Okay. So my life before I had my spiritual awakening in 2018 really consisted of me living a life for the most part where I was in this feeling that I had no idea about the co-creation process. Like I had no idea that I was co-creating my life with anything. Like I didn't have that realization. I didn't have that awareness in the early adult years of my life, or definitely when I was younger, I did not have that awareness. In my reality, and I'm sure you can relate, it was more about the hustle mentality. It was these program beliefs and like taking action all of the time to create something, like literally working, and then using the little bit of extra money that I had to buy something nice for my daughter and myself and to go do something fun on the weekend. That was literally my life, right? Like that's how I thought that I had to live in order to live the life of my dreams. I'm like, no, I was so stuck in these like program beliefs that I couldn't like get anywhere in my life because I had to hustle and work my butt off in order to get there. Like there was this deep rooted feeling that I had to be a slave to my life. And I was miserable all the time. Like I almost would get so annoyed. It's so funny to think about now because I'm generally like happy as fuck all the time. And like when I was younger, especially in my early 20s, I would get so annoyed with people who were always happy. I'm like, that's not fucking life. Like I remember waitressing. I was waitressing when I was, actually I was 17, 18, 19, 20 around that time. And I was a casino server at a casino. So I would literally just walk around and I would serve people drinks on the casino floor. And I remember just, there was this girl that I work with. She was like a fellow casino server. And like, she would always be so happy all of the time. And I'd be thinking, there's no fucking way. Like her happiness irritated the shit out of me because I was always in hustle mentality. I was always overworked, overtired, trying to take care of my kid, working 8, 9, 10 hour days, going to school. Like I just was in the full on hustle mentality. I was never conscious in the present moment ever. Like I was never in the present moment. I was always thinking about next week, next month, next year. I was just like seriously in the hustle. So anytime I would see this girl, she would like bounce onto the casino floor and she just always would look so happy. And I'd just be like, ugh, like why? Like, how is it even possible that you're that happy, you know? And I didn't realize that you could be that happy. Like I felt like I didn't even know anybody that could be happy in their life genuinely like that. So it was like I almost didn't even have that reflection in my life to be able to see how that's possible. So a great part of my life, like a big part of my life, I basically was unconscious to the fact that I was a co-creator in my reality. And I was stuck in the hustle, stuck in the day-to-day grind. And I really didn't understand what it was like to like live a happy life. I just knew that I just had to work my butt off all of the time. So that's literally what I was doing all of the time. And it wasn't until I had my spiritual awakening. Okay. So fast forward like 2018, where I had my spiritual awakening. It was a Kundalini awakening. And I had this, like, I went through a crazy, like, first year and a half, 2 years of like everything falling apart, not knowing who I was. It was crazy. But then once I kind of started to get my footing, like in my spiritual life, I realized, I was like, oh, like I was awake and conscious in this lifetime. And it was the first time I felt that. And I mean, I know people who were born conscious. Like, I think we all on some level were, I think we all were born conscious and then kind of went into the unconscious growing up. But like, I know people who will tell me that they've always felt from the time they were little, deeply conscious and very aware of like themselves and like almost like spiritually awakened since the time they were children. That was not me. Like when I was a kid, I saw spirits. I always was like, I was lucid dreaming a lot and stuff like that. But I really don't remember a lot of my childhood. And when it comes to my adult, it's definitely my teenage years, my young adult life, I was deeply unconscious for sure. I was not in this awareness that I had a role in life. Like, I just didn't realize that like I could actually participate with the energies of the universe to co-create the life that I was desiring. I did not realize that was it. The only way I thought that I could try to get some magic to happen in my life is if I could pray like really hard for it to happen. And like beg. And that was like the only realization like that I knew about. So, you know, oftentimes I would pray, please, like let this thing happen to me. But I had no awareness of my amazing ability to be able to create the life that I desire and be an active participant in the co-creation of my life. So once I became this, once I had this awareness and I understood this idea of co-creation, it was game fucking on. Okay. Like I was like, what? Like I can create my reality. I can like manifest. Are you kidding me? Like it was like game on. I was so ready to like figure out how to make this happen in my life. Cause I always kind of knew, like I always knew this is how it worked. I just didn't have that awareness and that level of consciousness to be able to actually live it out. So I just want to mention that, like, yes, I went like all of my teens, my early adulthood, like totally unconscious and like in hustle mentality big time. But at the same time, I can think back to my life and I can remember these moments of awarenesses. And I'm sure you can too, if you had a similar journey, like I would have these moments of awarenesses around my life. Like I remember asking God, like I used to live in this little town area called Bayview. Okay. So I lived there for like 6 years and I used to take this bridge called 794. And it's like a bridge that's like really skinny. And so I would take this bridge over the water to downtown Milwaukee where I worked. And when I did this, I would oftentimes be praying, right? Like on my way to work, like help me figure out like, what is this life? Okay. Like I wouldn't do it all the time, but every once in a while I would fall into this prayer. Like, where is it? What is it? Like, I just knew on some level, even though I was deeply unconscious and like totally asleep, I knew on some level there was something that I just didn't know yet. Like I just was like, I could feel it. Like I was like, there's something that I have zero awareness about that I'm supposed to know. Like whatever it is, like bring it to me because like I don't know what it is. And it wasn't until my spiritual awakening, you know, fast forward like many, many years later in 2018, already in my early 30s, that I had this awakening. And I was like, oh, okay. Like now I know, like I was boom, just bounced into like full consciousness, full awareness of like everything, like life force, energy, the universe. Like it was just like, I went into deep study mode with my one line on like all things, God, source, universe, all that is, the galaxy, how we're created, the chakras, everything. Like I just went into deep study around it. And eventually that's how I found human design as well. But it's just this knowing that like I had these moments of awarenesses that I can think back on even now where I'm like, yes, like in those moments, I was like, where are you? Like, what is it? Like, I would just ask, like, there's something I'm not conscious of. Like, this life isn't it. You know, my life was just very unhappy. It was not a happy life. And it was like, I was almost desperate to awaken into like what the possibilities were for me, but they always kind of seemed like out of my grasp until I started meditating and I had a Kundalini awakening. And then it was like, boom, I like bounced onto my spiritual journey around like 2018 is when that happened. So once I realized this, right, like, okay, I'm a co-creator of this reality. I'm here to co-create this reality with the universe and get on my purpose where get clear about who I am. It's game on. It's like, how can I go about doing this in the highest way, right? And a lot of the majority of those first couple of years of my spiritual awakening were like deep, deep shadow work, right? Like deep shadow work. That's when I went through like the spiral with Lori Kinsey, which I talk about all the time, which was like deep, 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 like alchemy clearing on every single level in my life. And so I went through like a year of that, just like clearing, clearing, clearing. And I needed to like release like all those programming and this like built-in ideas about like life and how I'm supposed to be and slavery codes and like lineages of just like shadow, right? That I had to get out of and break away from in order to fully step into my authentic self, in order to start creating my dream life and to really get on my purpose work. Now that I've been in this for some time, like I've been on this path and co-creating my reality for some time, I want to just say that one of the deeper awarenesses that I've stepped into is that if I can really stay in this energy of just being fluid and in flow on my spiritual path, like so much more happens very quickly for me. Meaning like all of my desires in terms of my goals and like my purpose work and what I'm here to do on the planet and using my gifts and everything else, it's like all of that plays such a faster, more beautiful unfolding when I can allow myself to let the F go and not be such a rigid manifester. I feel like manifesting very rigidly, right? Like kind of like, no, it has to happen like this. It's like exactly like this. Instead of going with the flow of the universe is like one of the greater awarenesses that I have, that I'm not the creator of my reality. I'm a co-creator of my reality. If I'm not, okay, here's the thing. If I'm sitting back, right? Like I'm not being an active participant in the creation of my life, there's a huge effing miss there, because it doesn't matter how awake you are, how conscious you are, how whatever spiritual you are. If you're not an active participant in the co-creation of the life that you desire, you're missing the fucking plot. Like you are literally missing everything that you're trying to create. And I can honestly say that like, even after all of these years of experimenting with my manifestations and my co-creation with the universe on like what I'm trying to create, I can still look back even like 3 months ago and I could be like, oh, okay. I could see how I was being stuck in my ways. And that was an opportunity that I missed because I kind of just basically told myself like, not right now. I'm busy with this and I got to get this done and created. And I can't like go off and do this thing, even though it's manifesting and I'm just not going to give it my attention because I have to stay focused because I have to do this other thing. It's like self-sabotaging your manifestations. You know, it's like tripping yourself up on the path. And what I realized is I'm like, oh, the quickest, most powerful way that I can create the life of my dreams is literally by allowing myself to flow in the greater alignment with the creator, right? Like with God, source, universe, all that is. Like realizing like I am a co-creator of my reality. Yes, I'm an active participant in my reality. And at the same time, I'm not being so stuck and so rigid in my ways that I'm not allowing myself to actually do the things that the universe is providing and manifesting for me because I'm not allowing myself to go forward and do it. Okay. So it's like, this is like layers in, years in of messing around with this, like manifestation, all of the things. In the beginning, I kind of dabbled very, very quickly, very lightly in law of attraction, but I was more so into reality transurfing and stuff like that in the beginning. And it was just like in these deeper knowledges, these deeper wisdom teachings, it was like, okay, like I love this. Like I'm aware of it and I can see the how it's helpful to me, but how am I sabotaging myself? Like how can I be even better at this? And after years and years of doing this, I can honestly tell you like the greatest thing that you can do is realize, yes, you are an active participant in the co-creation of your reality. You can set intentions. You can do the mental, it takes a lot of mental clearing, like, you know, having like a clear mind and mind work, mental thinking type of work to really get yourself to a place where you're not self-sabotaging your affirmations or your manifestations. But it's like, as long as you're on the path where you're doing that, where you're constantly working on yourself, you're like coaching yourself into being a better person. All that happens is your energy clears up. And the more clear you are, the more you're releasing those shadows and that mental banter that's keeping you down and stuck, the more you're magnetic to the life that you truly desire. Now, I have a friend, a childhood friend particularly, who she is amazing. I love her so much. She's awesome. And she's a beautiful person on the inside and out. But like, you can tell she's always dealing with her mental banter in her head. She's constantly judging everything around her. She actually literally has a permanent frown on her face. Like, I'm not lying. Like, one side of her mouth is always down. And it's because she's always thinking about all, like, she's so judgmental about everything else happening around her and how it's bad or it's not good or blah, 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 like all of these different things. And it's like, whoa, like, let's wait a minute here. Like, how about just be present, have gratitude, enjoy yourself, be happy, like have gratitude for the legs that you're standing on, enjoy your experience of being around like-minded people and like actually enjoying yourself. It's okay to be happy. It's okay not to walk around with a fucking chip on your shoulder, right? Like, it's like, that's another form of self-sabotaging your manifestations, is really being like a stick in the mud, not allowing yourself to expand past that vibration and constantly being in a state of like irritation or frustration or judgment or something like that. So this part here too, like I was reading this article on Medium.com. And like, I was like, F yes to like all of this. And I just wanted to share this, which was just basically she's talking about, or he's talking about how the real way to manifest is when you start to really, really get a hold of the mental game. Right? I talked a lot about the mind work and all of that, your thoughts, your intentions, your actions, playing an instrumental role in like shaping your life and everything around you. And so when you're in this energy of co-creation and you are manifesting and doing all of the things, it really is this realization that challenges are actually just opportunities. Setbacks are stepping stones. Your dreams are achievable realities. Like literally, your dreams are achievable realities. And it's all about the mindset, the mindfulness, the intentions setting. It's about shifting all of that alongside with your inspired action, right? Like being a person who is here, present, conscious, being an active participant in the co-creation of your life that will literally change everything for you and shift you to a place where you are really like manifesting like the greatest opportunities that you ever could have even thought possible in your life. So with this, I just wanted to mention that when you're able to do this, when you're able to make this shift, start manifesting at the greatest levels in your life, it's just about remembering to take that inspired action, be an active participant in your life. If you are sidelining, if you're bench playing, right? Like you're literally like sitting here around the new moon, writing intentions, but you're sitting on the fucking bench. Like, I don't want to hear shit. Okay. Like you have to be an active co-creator. It's a 50-50 fucking manifestation. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm so sick of seeing people who are just like waiting for everything to fall in their lap. Like, you have to do the uncomfortable things. You have to take the action on the things that are your sacral yeses, that are your soul in soul alignment for you, according to your inner authority in human design. You have to get up, you have to get uncomfortable, and you have to take action. action in the places that are calling you into greater soul alignment in your life. That's the key to it all. Like, honestly and truly, that's what I 100% believe, is that that is the key to it all. You can do all of the shadow work. You can do all of the intention setting on the new moon and all of this stuff. But here's the thing. If you are not doing the uncomfortable thing, if you're not being an active participant in the co-creation of your life, then I don't know what to say. Like, it's a 50-50 fucking game. Like, I always see it as like 2-on-2 in basketball. It's like, literally, you're not playing with by yourself. You're playing with someone else. And it's only because you're playing with someone else that you can even make this game happen. It wouldn't work if it was just you. So it's about recognizing this, like, and allowing yourself to have courage and be brave. Like, have so much gratitude for the fact that you're even awakened. Okay, I spent most of my fucking life not awake, unawake to like what the hell was going on around me, thinking it was all out of my control and there was nothing I can do to make it better or to create a different life. I thought, no way, like, it's just, there's nothing that I could ever do to change this. All I can do is work super effing hard and pray to God that it'll all change and like somehow my life will be what I want it to be. No, it's like, that's not how it works. It's a 50-50 thing. Clearing the shadow work is huge because a lot of times it's about releasing all of that baggage that you've been holding on to, those program beliefs, those lineages of shadow. And then it's about fully stepping up and being like, I know who I am. Thank God that I am a conscious, awakened soul in this lifetime. I'm so grateful. Now, how can I start to create the life of my dreams? How can I start to take action, right? Become an active participant in my life for what it is that I am trying to create. It's the key to creating. And then the last part I'll just say is just remembering that the core of it is to stay fluid and in flow with the co-creation, because that's still at this point in my life, at this far into my journey, that's the one thing that still trips me up, is when I just have my mindset on like, this is what I'm going to accomplish in the next week or two or whatever in this quarter. And I'm just like tunnel vision. And then all of these opportunities are coming to me and I'm just like letting them pass because I'm like, no, like I have got to get this done. If I don't, then like everything's going to fall apart. And it's like, no, it's not going to fall apart. It's okay to make sure that if it's a great opportunity, if it's a manifestation that I see coming into my life, it's time to actually go for it and allow myself to do it and be confident in it and trust that it's all not going to fall apart in the process. So I hope that this episode has inspired you in some way. It is a powerful, wonderful, amazing time to be an awakened soul in this lifetime, in this life at this time. Like, it is amazing. And it's just about remembering that. Like, we're so lucky. When I look back to my like very sleeping, unconscious, unawakened self, I'm like, holy shit, no wonder that chick was miserable. I literally just felt like, I don't know. Like, I didn't even know that I could question life, right? That I could question it. I just thought, this is how it is. Like, this is just life. There's nothing. I have to just figure out how to be around these other human beings because like, I literally don't even know how to do it. I just have to act the way they act. I have to follow these crazy ass rules because I guess that's what this is. I didn't realize that I was an active co-creator in my reality. And so it's like, when I see people who are unhappy, deeply unhappily, super unawake in their life, I'm like, man, like that used to be me. And like, I wish I could just shake you and be like, dude, no, like you're awake, like wake up, you know, like awaken to in this lifetime, into the consciousness, the awareness that you are an active participant in this co-creation of your reality. It's such a beautiful time to be alive. I hope that you were able to get something out of this episode, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.